time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
Now it's time for our regular catch-up with one of our most important minor parties about the political hot potatoes of today and tomorrow. A recently announced He Waka Eke Noa proposal would see the government work with the agricultural sector to reduce its emissions. This will put a price on agricultural emissions, a scheme advertised as a world first, which garnered international media headlines. For his weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden, Casper asked her why ACT is critical of the proposal and what they think they could have done better.
Well, there's been a large announcement about farmers needing to reduce their emissions and to pay for the emissions that they have on their farms. And on the whole, you know, any farmer I talk to around the country is on board with the idea that they need to pay for part of the emissions that they are putting out into our environment. People are on board with that idea. But what they're not on board with is feeling like they're being left out of the conversation and that the government is telling them that they're bad people or they're emitting too much without allowing them the chance to be part of that conversation and to have the technology that could see them emit lower. I think firstly we need to acknowledge that farmers in New Zealand are very, very good. They are the most efficient farmers in the world in terms of how little we emit compared to overseas nations. And they do need to be supported to reduce their emissions in New Zealand. So what the government's proposal yesterday to bring farmers on board to pay for their emissions is in some ways a good thing because emissions should be paid for. I don't think that this proposal from the government is right in that it's not industry-led, it's not bringing farmers on board, it's dividing government against farmers and dividing New Zealanders against farmers instead of uniting us. But it's also not addressing those underlying issues I know a lot of farmers have, which is we just don't have the rules and regulations currently that would allow them to take up the technology that would reduce their emissions even further.
Do you feel as though this consultation process with New Zealand farmers and farmers' authorities that went into the creation of this plan could have gone further, and what might this have looked like?
Well, I think what we've seen over the last few years is farmers and people in the agricultural sector wanting to engage with government and saying, here is a solution for how we think as an industry we can help to reduce our emissions even further. But over the last few weeks, we've seen the government ignore parts of their proposal and just say, well, we don't like emissions and we don't like emissions coming from farmers, so we think we should have the government set a levy on farming emissions from 2025. I think farmers who have been engaging in this consultation are feeling as though having a government set price or a levy is not engaging the industry enough to help them come to terms with, you know, what are all of those costs? What's the flow and effects for what the actual cost of the levy might be? You know, you've got to take into account things like, you know, if the cost is too high, a lot of farmers might sell up their land. New Zealanders will still eat sheep and beef products and dairy products, and that will go from overseas and in turn will actually increase global emissions. So it's really important that we get the balance right between wanting to capture emissions and price that correctly in New Zealand, but not going so high that you end up simply moving the problem offshore and increasing global emissions, which would defeat the whole purpose behind the government's plan. And I do have to note that in the discussion document that the government released yesterday, they acknowledged that their plan could actually increase global emissions. So I think we need to have the industry further on board to actually highlight those issues rather than having it set by Wellington.
One answer to this question of the future viability of New Zealand's domestic agriculture is that people, especially in desirable global markets where we are pursuing further free trade, such as the UK and the EU, people are willing to pay a premium for sustainable products. How would you respond to this argument?
I think in some cases, some people are willing to pay extra for products that they think are really environmentally sustainable. But what we're really seeing at the moment is, you know, you've got to really acknowledge people in New Zealand and people overseas are really facing a cost of living crisis. Having these sorts of rules established at the moment is really going to hit people's back pockets. You know, people are really struggling to pay for rent. They're struggling to pay for petrol. It's really quite a lot to then ask them to pay extra when that means that they might have to go without something else so that they can have milk, or they might have lamb on the table, or they might have some mince. I think it's really quite important that we balance the cost of living versus global emissions. And I think one area that we really need to hone in on here is that the government's plan will increase global emissions. So yes, we might end up with some people saying, oh, well, people will pay extra for really highly efficient produced New Zealand food. On the other hand, if the cap that the government is setting is so high for farmers at the moment that they sell up or they reduce how much they produce, we're going to see people still want to eat, and that food is going to come from a country where they don't have those rules and regulations, and we're going to see global emissions rise, and that's not good for climate change.
Now, this potential increase to global emissions that you're speaking of is contingent on more of, you know, what is currently New Zealand's domestic agriculture being moved overseas to less sustainable producing countries. Do you think there's any arrangement where this could possibly be reduced? And furthermore, do you believe that there's any value in New Zealand being a world-first leader in this area, as it has been noted as in many global news headlines?
Oh, look, I think New Zealand often wants to be the world leader because it looks good for headlines on the international stage, but I don't think there's any benefit to us being a world leader when it comes to being the first country to try and capture emissions from farming. What we will end up seeing is there's still a huge amount of demand for people to eat and to be able to live in a sustainable way, but also in a very cost-effective way. If we are the only country and the first leading country, we will not see people simply want to pay more for their food. We will see that food and the production of it move offshore, which is called carbon leakage, to a country where it's more cost-effective to do business and to produce, and we'll see the amount produced in those countries increase for our domestic market, and that will overall increase global emissions. I think what is more important is that when farmers are actually telling us that they don't have the rules and regulations in place to allow themselves to become even more efficient in New Zealand, we have to take that into account. And just touching on that, one aspect I think we need to do better is things like science innovation. You know, there's a lot of science and technology being produced around the world and even in New Zealand that would see the reduction of methane in cows. And I think that's the real part of the solution that we're missing. Things like methane inhibitors, which can be fed to cows, which reduce the methane production in the rumen or the stomach of cows, is something that we can't have in New Zealand currently. Things like methane vaccines, which produce an antibody in the saliva of cows and reduce the methane production in cows, is something that we don't have currently in New Zealand. Things like being able to plant ryegrass in the fields rather than the types of grasses that we currently have reduces the amount of methane that's produced. Those are scientific uptakes that we need to get on board with. We need to be innovating rather than looking at farmers and what they're currently doing and saying, it's just not good enough. We need to create a levy against you so you reduce your herd stocks or you reduce how much you're producing. We need to get on board with industry who are already the most efficient in the world and ask them how can we work together to make you the most efficient in the world, rather than look at them like they're the bad guy.
That was Casper's regular catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden about the Hauaka Eke Noa proposal to reduce emissions in the agricultural sector.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.